Zondervan Audio Pages presents Presumption of Guilt by Terry Blackstock.
The Buick had been tailing Beth Wright for miles. She'd first noticed it weaving in and out of traffic too closely behind her on the Courtney Campbell Causeway, as if the driver made no attempt to hide the fact that he was after her. Now nearing St. Clair, they had left most of the traffic behind, but he was still there. She pressed the accelerator harder, checking her rearview mirror. It didn't take a genius to figure out who it was. She had known that if word got out that she was doing the story on the St. Clair Children's Home, Bill Brandon would come after her. What he would do once he caught her was open to speculation, but she didn't want to find out. The Buick sped up and switched lanes, cutting in front of a motorcycle, forcing it to swerve and then pulled up beside her, as if trying to run her off the road. He must have found out somehow that she had interviewed his sister, and he didn't like it. Marlene had warned her that he wouldn't take it well, but Beth hadn't needed warning. The Buick swerved sharply to the right, almost hitting Beth's car, and she caught her breath and rammed her right foot to the floor. Her car burst forward, leaving the Buick behind. If he ran her off the road, he would kill her. If he was desperate enough to chase her down on a state highway with other drivers watching, then he was desperate enough to commit murder. Her hand trembled as she reached for her cellular phone. It had fallen to the floor, so she bent forward, groping for it. Her car shook, then swerved as the Buick jolted her rear bumper. She looked up to find that her car had moved.